na kadi mwe kadilo Nipano tetu la defa kawilo Tim the light, tasari shakwa na kilo
on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies from books to stationery to backpacks or calculators. Book World has got it all, and the best part, at the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Former agriculture minister attributes delayed farmer payments to poor policies. Zambia not affected by Nestle NAN infant formula recall. And in global news, South Africa's ANC party launches reform plan to win back votes in local polls. With a 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Former Agriculture Minister Robert Sichenga has alleged that government has failed to pay farmers on time due to poor policies that do not support or prioritize the farming sector. Mr. Sichenga says it is now too late for government to make payments, explaining that delays have already disrupted farmers' preparations for the current farming season. He has noted that many farmers lack the financial capacity to purchase fertilizer and other essential inputs in time, a situation that is expected to significantly reduce overall agricultural output. Mr. Sichenga has warned that delayed payments to farmers could negatively affect national food security, as many farmers may be forced to sell their produce, including to markets outside the country. He further stated that as a former minister, it is too late for him to advise the government, noting that farmers have already lost confidence in its leadership.
It undermines the confidence that the farmers have in government or FRA to pay them. That's the first thing. The second thing is that it will reduce the output, because clearly they use that money, okay, to get extra fertilizer for them to plant more. Without the money, they can't buy the seeds. So that is going to be another issue. Thirdly, as we go forward, we may not be able to fulfill all the contracts that they've already entered into, especially from Congo. Because the Congolese come and bring money here and say, farm for me. Now, if they don't fulfill that, people will say, I'll keep first of all for myself. And then there's inadequate produce which will go back to Congo. And that just undermines the whole process.
Government had promised that farmers who supplied maize to government around June and July 2025 would receive their payments by yesterday, 10th January, but this has not been fulfilled. The Ministry of Health has announced that Zambia is not among the countries that imported the Nestle NAN infant formula, recently recalled due to concerns over possible toxin contamination. Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer George Echimombo says the ministry became aware of media reports regarding the recall of NAN Special Pro 0 to 12 months infant formula, which was allegedly affected by cereulide, a toxin produced by the bacterium Bacillus cereus. Ms. Chimombo explains in a statement that the ministry, in line with its mandate under the Food Safety Act No. 7 of 2019, engaged official international notification channels, including authorities in South Africa as the exporting country, to establish whether Zambia had imported the affected product. She confirmed that Zambia is not listed among the importing countries of the infant formula, which was manufactured in Germany for the South African market. Ms. Chimombo noted that Section 13 of the Food Safety Act prohibits the sale of food products that do not comply with established food safety requirements, and assured the public that the ministry remains committed to protecting public health. She has further disclosed that food safety inspectors across the country have been directed to intensify surveillance, remove any non-compliant products from the market, and take legal action where necessary, including on products labeled in languages other than English. The Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, has seized approximately 100 loaves of underweight bread from Yatu Bakery in Lusaka's Kalingalinga area. ZMA Senior Public Relations Officer Sandra Mwila says the loaves of bread were seized during a routine random inspections across various commodities aimed at protecting consumers and ensuring fair trade practices. Ms. Mwila has disclosed that the bread was declared as weighing 800 grams and 700 grams respectively, but upon inspection, it was found that the actual weights were less than the declared quantities, contravening the requirements of the Metrology Act, which obligates manufacturers and traders to ensure that packaged goods meet the declared net quantity. She says the seized bread has since been disposed of through the Magistrates Court in accordance with the ZMA Act. Ms. Mwila has urged consumers to remain vigilant and to report any suspicions of underweight or incorrectly measured products, as the agency remains available to investigate all such reports in order to safeguard consumer rights. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has assured stakeholders that the delimitation exercise will be conducted before April this year. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the Commission is currently undertaking final preparatory work and will soon inform the public on how the exercise will be carried out. Mr. Kasaro explains to Phoenix News that the Commission had earlier indicated that voter registration for the 2026 general election will be certified on the 30th of April, adding that the delimitation exercise must be completed before that date. He added that ECZ is treating the exercise with urgency and is doing everything possible to ensure the process is concluded within the set time frame.
We have indicated that the register of voters for the 2026 general election will be certified on the 30th of April. So what we're speaking to in terms of delimitation will have to be conducted before then. So it's an exercise that is being treated with the urgency it deserves, and the Commission will do its best to conclude before the certification of the register in April, on April 30th.
Kalulushi District Commissioner Joseph Piri has disclosed that the Road Development Agency, RDA, has mobilized resources to address the deteriorated state of part of the road at Bell Junction, which had become nearly impassable. This development follows numerous complaints from motorists and other road users over the worsening condition of the junction, which has significantly hindered movement in the area. Mr. Piri explained that the poor state of the road has continued to negatively impact both transport and business activities, noting that motorists in particular have faced increasing difficulty and safety risks when navigating the junction. He further revealed that during the dry season, excessive dust emissions posed a serious challenge at the site, forcing a Forte group of companies to close one of its butcheries located at the junction, an indication of the broader economic effects of the failing road infrastructure.
So very shortly, the Bell Junction will be worked on, though it will not be that standard that you think, but we are putting concrete there. We have received some funds through RDA, and it is RDA itself that will be working on it, of course, in conjunction with these other stakeholders. So even those other stakeholders who would want to come on board, please do so, because that road, it's a road which is being used by so many companies here in Kamrushi, and those that are going even Congo.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you do, taking flight on air and online. Online.
In global news, South Africa's African National Congress has unveiled an ambitious 6-point reform drive to win back votes ahead of local government elections due later this year. The party of Nelson Mandela suffered a bruising setback in the 2024 general elections. It lost its parliamentary majority for the first time since the country's transition.